It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now to what it's like running a restaurant in Wisconsin in these times. The Wisconsin Restaurant Association, with more than 7,000 members, is out with new survey data from restaurant operators. And they sum it up this way. Running a restaurant now is akin to a daily turn at the game Jenga. If you remove one more support in the business, will that be the one that causes everything to come tumbling down? And if I'm reading that metaphor correctly, join in on food service, the restaurant industry, what you're experiencing, 800-642-1234. Danielle Bearwald is here, board chair of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, owns Irv's Mug in Oak Creek. Danielle, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
Can you explain the Jenga game feelings that restaurant operators are expressing through this survey?
Well, and as everyone's aware, the last couple of years have been really difficult, especially on restaurants who are forward-facing and serving the public, and went through a pretty difficult struggle and turned and adapted it at every challenge that was thrown at us over the last couple of years. But recently, as coming out of this, these challenges, we're facing the same increased costs that everyone is seeing at home. You know, our food, our utilities, our rent, all of those things are up. And adding to that is the increase in labor costs, which, while that's a wonderful benefit for our employees to I'll be earning more money. That is a cost of doing business, not just our business, but every business, that has increased dramatically in the last couple of years. So while people are coming in the door, they're paying more to do so, which is, of course, our last choice would be to raise prices. But I think in some cases, it's inevitable.
And you know, I would imagine your patrons expect some of that. I mean, you're going to have to pass along these costs because certainly those diners are seeing those costs go up everywhere else in their lives.
Of course, of course. And again, it is our last choice to do that. You know, the revenue only comes in through the front door. That's the only place that restaurants make money, is when customers come in. And it's, you're in a crossroads between raising the prices enough to keep the doors open or potentially going out of business.
And perhaps then leading into the survey data, this new survey data, 40% of restaurant operators say their business will never return to normal. Another nearly 40% of operators say the return to normal won't happen soon. What can you pinpoint why, you know, restaurant operators are so bearish on the future and perhaps the forever?
I would agree with the latter part of that. It's the forever. I don't think that there is a return to normal. Me personally, I think there's a new normal. We're in it. And I think the labor side of this equation is not going to get any better anytime soon. And there's no quick fix for it. It's a multifaceted issue and it affects everything we do. Obviously, if I don't have enough people to open, it doesn't matter what my prices are or what my hours are or how good my food is. I can't open the doors if I don't have enough people.
We looked at labor recently. A UW-Madison State of Labor study says conditions are broadly improving for Wisconsin workers. And let's listen to economist Laura Dresser on our show last week.
It's not that people kind of backed away from work, and that's what describes or defines these shortages. Workers have really seen opportunity and have moved to better jobs. So we have more people working, and we have a higher labor force participation rate today than we did last summer.
So people are working, Danielle. How does the restaurant and hospitality industry then recruit and retain these workers?
Well, I think she's, of course, right in saying that people are working. I believe that. But I believe that people are also working perhaps less. There is a much louder narrative regarding things like a shorter work week and work-life balance and all of those wonderful things for our employees. But what that equates to for the restaurant industry is an industry that looks to fill positions when we're most busy, which is nights and weekends, we don't have the people to do that. We traditionally filled those busy weekend nights with people that were looking to work a second job to make ends meet. Well, as people's wages went up and they sought that work-life balance that we all talk about, they aren't willing to give up their weekends to work a second job. And that is great for their home life. It's really bad for the busy Friday night fish fry and making sure we have enough people to take care of you.
What do you think of restaurants being blatantly honest to patrons? You know, putting up a sign that says, "We're short staffed. Thanks for your patience." Or is that transparency a bit taboo now in dining?
Well, I think it's important. I don't think it's news to anyone that the world is short staffed. You know, the signs, "Thank you." You know, "Thank the people who showed up to work today." I think it's become very accepted into the fabric of the restaurant industry that people are maybe perhaps seeing it as an excuse for not doing better. It's not for lack of trying, believe me. We've been trying to hire on our workforce for, well, since at least the beginning of the year, and I don't even have someone applying for the job, yet alone picking a good candidate. I have no candidates. I have 6 jobs open and not a single application.
When was your last job applicant?
In early 2021.
Wow, that's a long time ago. What about retaining your employees? Do they stick with you?
They do. I am very, very lucky to have very long-time employees. 10 years in my business is not at all uncommon. The majority of my staff have been there 8 to 15 years. I work really hard to keep the people that work hard for me.
Do you know why they stay?
We try to provide flexibility and time off, flexible work schedules to accommodate children's schedules, spouses' schedules, anything we can. We've closed 2 days in part because of being short-staffed, but also in part to provide those 2 days back-to-back off time that the regular 9-to-5 world sees. We've closed on Sundays and Mondays. I don't see those days ever coming back. They're really necessary for that mental health aspect of having some guaranteed time off.
Danielle Bearwald, board chair of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, with us, advocating on behalf of the industry, the association, owner of a restaurant in Oak Creek. Join in on food service in these times, low unemployment, changes you notice at your favorite restaurant, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Restaurant Association has new survey data out from thousands of restaurant operators queried nationwide. Business conditions are weakening in our state, economic pessimism growing. Join in on your assessment of the food service industry, especially if it's your lifeblood. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Restaurant owner Danielle Bearwald with us, board chair of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. Let's bring in Jeremy now in Sheboygan. Jeremy, what's your assessment?
Hey, I own a bar that serves food and some escape rooms in a family entertainment center in Sheboygan. And I'm not hurting for staff. I've got a small team, a well-thought-out business plan, and I pay my employees more than the people next door do. I offer a tremendous amount of workplace dignity, work-life balance, and flexibility. But my big comment, I've been in the hospitality industry for almost my entire life. I've seen a lot. And one thing I haven't seen is the wage for servers going up. Nor have I really seen the working conditions in small restaurants improve for line level staff. What are we doing if our business plans for restaurants are so poor that we're still paying our servers $2, $3, $4 an hour, and then what is the Wisconsin Restaurant Association doing with its owning member base to increase the dignity of the workers in Wisconsin, the working conditions for restaurants, servers get yelled at, cooks get yelled at. There's a ton of abuse and a ton of really, really, really just poor business practices. What has the Wisconsin Restaurant Association done to protect the workers from bad owners?
Jeremy, thank you. Danielle, go ahead.
Well, I appreciate the comments, Jeremy, and I applaud you in having a great workforce. That is certainly not the norm, not just for our industry, but for many, many industries out there. The Restaurant Association takes an active part in education, not just for owners, but for staff. And I guess educating the staff that this treatment that you speak of is not the norm. And if you are working for someone like that, you should look elsewhere. I agree with you 100% that any owner who is allowing the degrading behavior that you speak of deserves to be short-staffed. People shouldn't be treated like that, no matter what industry they're working in. As far as the tipping industry, now you indicate that servers are making $2.50, $3, $4 an hour. That is their tipped wage. They are guaranteed by law to make at least the minimum wage, which is woefully low. I will certainly support that idea, but they are guaranteed by law to make at least the minimum wage with their tip supplements. And tipped workers are overwhelmingly in support of maintaining tipped wages. So the restaurant industry will help to continue to support what our industry has indicated, which is that our servers, our bartenders, those who work in traditional tipped positions want to remain tipped employees. And that doesn't mean that a restaurant can't choose to pay their employees more, and they often do.
And I do feel like tipping requests are everywhere now. And even when we had that moment where some places said, nope, it's a living wage here, no tips, please. My guess is that it's also easy to ask for a tip when everything almost is moving through card readers and screens. Where is the association at with the state of tipping?
The association is in support of maintaining a tipped wage, as has been overwhelmingly indicated by the people who work for tipped wages. And I say people distinguished from members. We're talking about employees who work for members, and this is nationwide, have indicated resoundingly that they want to maintain tipped employment. And so the association continues to support a tipped wage.
Why do you think that is, that they want those tips there?
Because that's how we attract employees. I don't have any employees that are making even close to minimum wage. They're 2 to 3 to 4 times what minimum wage is. Some of those are tipped employees. If my people who are paid something less than the minimum wage, they're paid in the tip wage, they're paid $2, $2.50, $3, $4, $6 an hour. If they were truly making that wage, they would not still be working for me. My servers average 9 to 15 years in service. One of them's been with me over 40. She is not making that hourly.
Danielle Bearwald, board chair for the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. Joshua now in Stevens Point. Joshua, go ahead.
Yeah, I had just kind of some thoughts about this. I worked in the restaurant industry for about, I'd say 12 years. It was my first job at 16, and I worked in it till I was about 27. My thoughts on it are the restaurant industry is falling short because, I mean, COVID, when everything shut down, it gave people, most people that work in restaurants, in my experience, are low income. It's just the way it is because can't afford to pay employees $20 an hour, $18 an hour, $21 an hour. with the, you know, just the income that a restaurant gets, especially small restaurants, mom and pop restaurants. So I think what happened with COVID, it gave these people A, the extra income with unemployment, that $600 a week. It gave them time to find better paying jobs, whether it be staying at home, working remotely, making, you know, I live in Stevens Point and I know a ton of people went to work for Century making $20 an hour, you know, and you don't even need an education. So it gave COVID shutdowns, gave people a chance to find a more income.
To reset on their careers. And we're short on time, Joshua. I want Danielle to be able to respond to that thread. Go ahead.
Well, I wish that $20 an hour was the magic number, because that's what we're paying. And there are many, many in the Milwaukee County area that are paying a starting wage of 17 at entry-level positions for dishwashers and in excess of 20 for anyone with skills in the cooking area. I don't think it's wage alone. I don't think there's a silver bullet that can solve the very, very complex workforce issue. We need more bodies. We need more bodies to fill positions, and we need to find a way to get the people who want to work to the places who have the jobs.
Of course, in the last few moments, holiday season very busy for restaurants. Do you anticipate more closures in the new year?
Absolutely. I think by the first of the year, we will see a significant uptick in closures of restaurants who are holding on and hoping that the holiday season makes or breaks the year, and hopefully it's not as significant as I fear. I hope that the holidays are good for everybody.
Danielle, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Danielle Bearwald, board chair of one of the largest trade groups in the state, the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, and owner of Irv's Mug in Oak Creek. Just ahead, a panel of brewers from around the state discuss beer and the craft brewing industry. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.